Welcome back. We are here for another weekly installment of...
Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Don't mm-hmm. worry about mm-hmm. it.
I'm not worrying.
Good.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We have the beautiful and talented Anne Steadman.
Hello.
Not to be confused with her other name, Anne Herwick.
Sometimes I throw that around. Sometimes I throw the married name around.
I think you should change it back.
To Steadman?
Yeah.
My husband's going to be so happy
it
when
kind
you
of hear goes. It kind of just flows better, Anne Steadman.
You know, Herwick's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I guess.
You're last like, week we were talking about maiden names versus married names, and do you legally change it or do you stay with what you were? And I think our consensus was that we want to continue going by our maiden names, even for me, even though I legally changed it.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just would be so confusing because I've been Steadman in my acting world, you know, for decades, and all of a sudden I'm like, hey guys, I'm Herwick.
A few people people refer to you different names to me.
They do.
And I had to like make sure that I was talking about the right person. I was like, wait, it's Anne, right? Like the one that I think I'm talking about.
The Anne. Maybe I should just go by that.
The Anne.
Just the Anne. I like Anne, like Madonna.
I don't know if that name is strong enough.
we can switch the spelling.
Yeah.
Put like silent H's and
just
Y's
just do
in
something
there.
Crazy yeah. like that. I like it.
So Anne is a very talented and beautiful actor, fashionista, stylist, sort of jack of all trades.
I can be. So yeah. Should I say?
Yes.
Like in about a month, I am going to have a virtual closet that you guys could go to, see if you like any of this stuff, and then you rent it.
Are you going to be modeling it?
Yes.
Because I like to shop off somebody.
So I will be wearing my styles. Yeah.
Wait, is it your closet?
No. It is.
Oh, okay. I was like, gross, you're renting your clothes?
No.
But you still would want to shop her closet.
You'd want to buy stuff. I got a good closet.
You'd want to just buy another one of what she's wearing.
Thank you. So Mode Luxe is doing it, and they've got all the biggest brands. So I pick from their brands and then put it in my virtual closet, and then you can rent it monthly or buy it.
You know what's nice about you?
Tell me.
You're not frozen in time.
What does this mean? I like this.
You're very pretty. You're naturally pretty.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
But you haven't like done a bunch of shit to your
face. I've done some stuff.
We are going to get into also. We want to talk beauty stuff. Okay.
I'll be real.
I just got Botox and
do you do it
everyone,
often?
No.
It's her second
everyone
time.
I see like... Don't do it again.
What?
Why?
Yeah. Because I've got like Spock eyebrows. I just hate it.
No.
Let me see you right now. You do not have Spock.
I do. Trust me. I'll show you a picture. I took a bunch of pictures this weekend and I looked possessed.
You
I
was like, stop it. No, you do not.
It was like
I one
a
time
face.
Did it and it was like up
Why
here.
Is
now
that?
That is
Why
Spock.
Is that?
Yeah.
Because certain doctors are putting it in the wrong locations. Just
no, but I went to a good person. I went to her
you
person.
You don't look Spock at all.
You don't.
I'll show you pictures later. It is very Spocky. Even people I don't know is like, what's happening to your eyebrows? And I'm like, that's not a good sign.
I don't
see it.
I don't either.
You don't
and
right now
Anne
because
would
I'm
be
being
with
very
you.
Ambitious.
Show us. No, do it. Like, go crazy.
Let's see.
Well, I'll show you a picture real quick.
Like, give us some
I'll give you a picture.
I mean, you're her bestie. Does she look different?
I think it looks great. It's her second time doing it, and she went to
you
my girls.
You just feel a little tight. You feel a little awkward
Does
up there.
Does it loosen up?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God,
in like
yeah.
a week,
yes.
you'll be, like, all back to normal,
oh, really?
Looking hot.
Oh, my God, a few okay. weeks. Like, yeah, a week or
here?
Two.
So I...
What have you done to this?
I'm 47.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so...
So you're young.
Yeah, I'm youngish.
You're young.
I'm youngish.
You're young.
I have gotten the Botox.
Yeah.
Right now, I am working with skin therapy through Eden, who's in Encino, and she does non-invasive lasers.
Okay.
And I'm completely obsessed. She basically looks at your skin, decides what you need. You look the same.
She's showing me
a photo right now.
What is this?
You look.
That's me with Botox. It's not like I'm any different.
Let me see.
I think you look great.
You're just doing a weird face there.
That's my face.
No,
now.
That's a weird
you
smile.
Saw it.
No, it's a weird smile. You're
that's
smiling
my,
weird.
No, it's my smile. You guys, I'm not putting any thought into it. I'm telling you. And then Mike, my husband, keeps looking at me like last
no,
night when I got home, and he's like,
strange. "This is
and
ridiculous."
He was like, "What's going on
You're
with your eyebrows?"
Silly.
And then I'm like, maybe I'll tattoo my eyebrows next.
Oh, my God. Not tattoo, I have done, you know, so many things to my face, and literally Daron never notices. Like, I'll have to be like, did you notice? He's like, oh, now that you mention it, yeah, it looks good. Like, he never says.
Really?
Mike is
laser focused.
I don't know.
I got threads in my face once.
This is
home.
What I wanted to ask you about.
I got threads in my face a couple years ago. Came home, and my husband didn't even notice.
How many did
you
do?
What the hell? 7 on each side.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I did a full, like, for boom.
Did you notice a big difference?
Give
us the rundown.
I did 3 in my cheek on each side, and then I did 4 kind of on my jawline.
Okay.
And I could not, like, I had to drink soups and, like smoothies and stuff for like 2 days because you could feel it. So I did barbed wires.
Yeah.
There's 2 different types of wires. There's one where
they're smooth.
You don't want the smooth.
No.
Smooth doesn't do shit.
No.
So are we allowed to curse here? Are we allowed to curse?
Yes. Okay, thank God. The smooth they do for your neck.
It's okay. You're wasted.
I'm so wasted. Or am I on coffee? Who knows? So you want the barbed because it will actually pull your face back up. And then I was totally fine after 2 days. Wasn't really that swollen. Wasn't really bruised. My husband didn't notice until I was like, hi, do you notice anything? So for about a month, nothing really happened. I was kind of like, was this a waste of time? Is this a waste of money? And then all of a sudden, a month into it, it was like, boom. I could totally tell a difference. I looked younger. The fine lines were gone.
It wasn't instant?
No. I think the collagen, it was a little swollen, but not too much. So by the time the swollenness went down, and then it does build up collagen because it's basically protecting your, collagen is like.
Yeah, building.
Building.
Because it's the trauma.
Trauma of the threads going into your face. And let me tell you, I'm a pansy and I was in trauma as they were doing it.
Yeah.
It's I numbed the crap out of my face. I was like so terrified. I couldn't even feel it. But you could still feel it going in, but it isn't that painful. Some people.
Did they lift your brows too?
No.
Or they just did the cheek?
Just cheek and gels.
And were you drinking smoothies because it hurt so bad or because you were so tight?
You don't want to move it.
Okay.
Because you could feel it. Like you could feel, like, yeah.
Did you have rippling at all?
Rippling.
Have you seen people with the rippling?
They look terrible. Yeah. It also, if you've got thin skin, do not do threads.
Yeah.
Because it will not work for you. You have to have a certain type. Like, I have thicker skin, so it worked. But I'm going to tell you this. It's really expensive. It worked for about 7 to 9 months.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of gone.
Yeah.
Because
they dissolve
in your face.
Fuck that.
I did a one and done. It was great while it lasted. If you've got, like, some big movie that you're, well, no one's doing a movie right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Thread business is really shut down.
But if you've got something where you want to look dynamite and you don't want to get a facelift, you know, there's that option. But it is.
So you wouldn't
scary.
Do it again. Like, looking back, you don't regret it.
I don't regret it.
You wouldn't
at all.
Do it again.
Probably not. Or maybe less. Maybe just some in my cheeks.
Yeah.
I don't need to go all 14 threads.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of threads.
I also heard
a lot of
it creates scar tissue.
It
so
does.
So when you do want to do a facelift.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
That you,
oh.
Well,
will
I'm
they
sure
reject
one,
you?
No, but I'm sure one time
oh,
you're
I'm
fine.
Fucked.
No.
but you might just have to be.
They just
hold it to
they,
threads
it's like,
forever.
It's like C-sections. They schedule extra time to cut through all the scar
Stop
tissue.
It.
No. Like, well, it depends on like if how they were done.
It's like C-section they give you.
I didn't get a C-section, girl.
Oh,
I did.
My, your second C-section, they give you like a spinal tap.
Wow.
So that in case they encounter like a ton of scar tissue, that you are numb for long enough.
Wow. I had a spinal tap both times.
You did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Am I the only natural one up in there?
I had a natural in the middle.
What? Okay. How old were you?
I was 20.
And that's why I was
She has 2 boys. How old are your boys?
I've got a 14-year-old and an 18-year-old. We're going through the college prep. It's kind of nuts.
So he's a senior
this
year.
Yeah. So we did all the tours. He's taking another SAT this Saturday, fingers crossed.
Where does he want to go, do you think?
But it's all big rah-rah schools. So the SAT is and the ACT are optional for a majority of the school. They're still optional.
Whoa.
And they're basically saying that if your child doesn't make like a 1415 or like 1450 to a 1500, don't even bother to put it on.
Do you know what I got on my first SAT?
Tell me.
Yeah, tell us.
It was horrifying.
Tell us.
I still remember my scores. That's how bad it
was. What, like a 900?
Yeah. No, an 800.
Oh!
And then I took my ACT.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
And got like a 28, 29, which is really fucking high, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know what that's out of.
or like 32?
I think it's something like
32?
That.
32? Yeah. And they're like, huh, that's a head scratcher. And they're like,
she's a genius.
You'd be so dumb on one. And then they're like, just use that score. But now that I hear you don't even have to use that score.
Well, what so are they using your GPA? Ivy Leagues, they're doing GPA, they're doing your referral letters, yeah. your essays,
yeah.
Your extracurricular activities. Yeah. It's now all about like the story that
it's
you
better,
create.
Though, no?
It is better because, yeah. I mean, is it really honest? If there's a kid who can't have a tutor and is taking the SAT versus somebody who's been taking for
like,
3 years yeah. have been doing uh-huh. a tutor uh-huh. to get that 1450 when yeah. they started off at a 900, which is mm-hmm. I've heard of.
Yeah. I mean, I had tutors for months.
Yeah.
And then so I got like
there's
a
people.
800.
I got an 850. And I really moved the needle up.
There's people, though, that have tutors for
Can
like 3 or 4
imagine
years.
Having that job, either job. An SAT tutor or even the poor person that has to read those boring-ass letters to get kids into school.
Well, and a lot of people – the kids are talking about, like, serious trauma that's happened to them.
Well, at least that's interesting. That would catch my attention.
But oh, really?
But do you really want to yeah. have that as going into it?
Do something traumatic to your kid.
Yeah, maybe. What should I do?
Be like, we're going to get threads today.
My mom made me get threads.
She thought it would be character building for my essays.
Numbing the face. Yeah. He's not allowed to numb the face. He's just
so
going
to
go
So what are his
there.
Top schools, though, right now?
He's more, like I said, big rah-rah schools, yeah. and he wants to go into sports management. So yeah. far, that's what he says, yeah. but it could change. But, like, he did a program at UT this summer. Yeah. He did a program at Syracuse, which, like, that's now everyone's talking about Syracuse.
Yeah.
I went to UT, so yeah. I'd be pumped if he went there.
Yeah.
He loves Michigan.
That seems like a fun school.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun schools.
Yeah.
He's not stressed, so I'm not stressed.
That's awesome.
Because there's like 10 schools where he would be happy with.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. good.
There, I have other friends where their child is like, I want to go to this school yeah. and this school only. Mm-hmm. And that, I don't
can
know if I can handle it.
Stressful.
So
you're
stressful.
They're 4 years apart in school or three?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Four.
So four.
And do they get along?
They finally get along.
Okay.
So they were besties.
Yeah.
And then Lucas went through puberty.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're so annoying.
Yeah.
And then when they finally went back to the same school, because their school goes through kinder
yeah.
through 12.
Yeah.
And he bash hit the, you know, middle school running. And he's like, oh, you're kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he also started driving him to school. And now they're besties again. It's
I
so
would
cute.
Think that's like a good age gap.
It is.
Yeah.
There's not as
Four
much
years?
Competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four?
Yeah. Yeah.
My
yeah.
kids are three.
How's that going for you?
Fucking great.
Well, they're babies. She has a almost 3-year-old and oh, a six,
your age,
almost
and I have like
6-year-old.
A 2-year-old and a 5-year-old.
But
that's why they came out the sunroof.
I do think three years plus is better than like 1 or 2 years. My sister and I were 1 year in school. It was like so
how'd that go?
Fucked up. Like not cool. 2 years even still for girls is probably like not enough distance. 3 years I think is great. 4 years
yeah.
great. I don't know.
Was there competition between the two of you?
Well, I'm the baby, and I feel like I was always wanted to, her to love me, and she was always competitive with me.
Okay.
But that's how it felt for me.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if it felt like – it felt different for her, mm-hmm. obviously. I think being the oldest, yeah, you just want it to be you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm noticing that a little bit with my oldest. I feel like he's like kind of like, everybody's so annoying. And I'm like, no, they're not. You're psyched to have siblings.
Yeah.
And down the line, you're 100% psyched because that's your who you've got,
yeah.
you know, your support
yeah.
system.
Totally.
When we're gone.
My siblings are like
and
10,
when you have to
eight,
help take care of me.
10 years older than me and then 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
I have one brother that's 9 years older mm-hmm. than me, and I
it's
have
amazing.
Another brother that's 13 years.
Yeah.
I was like a birth control baby
so
jazz hand coming
so
out.
Oh, amazing.
We were like, we are coming.
Yeah.
We don't
yeah.
care.
You guys have a lot in common.
Uh-huh.
I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like this. And are you from Texas or
no.
just went
from
to
Florida?
SM? Okay.
No, I just went to SM, yeah.
Born and raised Texan.
Yeah. I miss Texas. I liked it.
Yeah, you did.
It's so good.
I really liked
you
it.
You have fond
Y'all
memories.
Y'all is still my favorite word. Y'all, it's easy. It
easy.
Rolls off the tongue. It's not offensive to anyone.
You sound like a predator.
Just
yeah.
wait.
Yeah, I
somebody
know.
Will,
somebody will figure
yeah,
it out.
Somebody will be like, that's actually really rubbing me the wrong way. No longer.
I shouldn't have put that out there in the universe. No, it's going to be.
So
no,
wait, what are you? What, can we talk about you pretending to be sober? I mean, not pretending to be sober.
I am sober. I promise
Wait, are
people.
You sober in real life?
No.
That's what I asked.
No.
Wait, I'm
no.
so confused. And when
okay,
are you sober?
So I do this show on YouTube, uh-huh. and it's called Drunk Mom Reviews. I had all these brands coming to me, and they wanted me to whore myself out to, you know, my Instagram and my YouTube. And I was like, I just feel so uncomfortable about it. How can I make this, like, fun and funny? So I do the show, the Drunk Mom Reviews. I can review anything. I have reviewed my dog and dog wigs. Like, I've rolled out of rugs, like, truly, like, ta-da.
That's epic.
Yeah. I can do anything, but I'm actually sometimes maybe, but most of the time I'm not drunk when I do it because it's scripted. Mm. And
you have to read.
I have to like memorize shit. I'm like, oh my God. And like a lot of them have like difficult jargon where I'm like, oh, I have to memorize
dog
this.
Wig, dog wig.
Well, that one was easy. Just kidding. But if it's like, you know, a pool cleaner I've done before, wait, you have to know.
What are the guidelines? Like, what are the guardrails?
No guidelines.
Well, like, she has like a following. Yes. And so different brands will come to her
for pool cleaners?
Everything.
Whatever.
Every brand. Yeah. I've had electric toothbrushes. I've had like anything, everything. I can now sell it because I'm reviewing it drunk. Now, my 14-year-old son, Bash, is like, Mom, you are so embarrassing. I cannot believe. I'm like, tell your friends I'm acting. He's just like,
oh you're acting. Okay.
Yes,
okay,
I'm acting. It's scripted. It's, yeah. It's a SAG series, you know? Yeah. So it's like.
I'm not doing that right now, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I am not. So, you know, it's just kind of funny that I now can use that as a tool to sell any brand I want.
So you write it also?
So I write it, I give it to the brand, I send it to SAG, and then record it. I'm not doing it right now, obviously.
No, but that's cool. I love that. That's so fun.
You know, you got to get creative.
Did you dip your toe in and actually try to be like drunk on a few?
One time, maybe a couple times, but like one time in particular. Yeah. I maybe had a couple drinks and was like, fuck it, I'm going to go for it. And I couldn't memorize a single line. Everyone's like, don't ever do this again. This is just horrific.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That would be too much pressure.
They were like,
you're not having fun.
I was having fun in the beginning. And then I was regretting those margaritas down the line.
Oh, I can't do that.
I heard y'all were drinking.
We were drinking, and we need to bring
so
it back.
So much fun when we were.
We need to bring it back.
Now it's like coffee and lighting.
But, you know what? You know what? You know what? Coffee and what?
Coffee and lighting.
You know what?
It's like nine flashlights.
I mean, I'm like, no. What are we doing about today? Next time we drink, maybe we'll drink next week. But
please, can we?
But you have to promise me one thing.
Oh.
I do not want a call or a text from you later saying how horrible. Never again. I feel
Why
so
was it never again last time?
Because she'll be like we had champagne one time, and she was like.
Did you feel out of it?
What did you? You were just annoyed that we.
No, I just. You know what? It was like weird. I had like heartburn, and I just felt like already hungover, and it was like 5 o'clock, like right when the party would start. And
it's night time if it's day drinking.
I was just like, I have to give kids baths, and I was just pissed off.
Oh, you got the young. See, yeah. I've got 14 and 18. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I'm taking. I'm Mama's like, taking
she's
a nap.
Probably, yeah, like she's probably rolling into the night. I like all the fun stopped for me, and I was like,
well, I mean, I can't nap during the day though. I mean, I've tried. I wish I could.
I
can you?
I can do a little 10, 15.
You can do a disco. Awful.
I can do a serious disco.
Wow.
Yes.
I admire that.
And then
that.
I'm like back at it.
Oh, see,
ready to go.
I feel sick when I wake up.
I feel like I just got to power through. So then I'll maybe just like continue drinking the rest of the day.
But if it's past 15 minutes, you're screwed.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're like donezo for the night.
Yeah. You're
5 p.m.
You're
like
out
drooling
of
in a pillow.
I've been sleep training this week.
What is this?
Oh, yeah. How's
it going?
No,
because my daughter moved into a bed.
Oh, that type of sleep training. Yeah. I thought you meant for you. I was like, what? I forgot that
she
stage.
She said that before. I was like, do we mean you?
I have a sleep apnea mask. Yeah. No, so it's like.
How's that going?
It's going well, actually. Yeah.
Is this a girl or a boy?
A girl.
That's
new
why.
Bed. Yeah, I
That's
know.
That's why.
Yeah, you know what? She's so, it makes me so sad.
Why?
That guys just think they can do whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm up. I'm out of my room.
Yeah.
And she's like, the door's locked.
You know? Not all girls, though.
No.
She's particularly, like, I feel like.
She's very.
She's relatively obedient.
She totally is. So our nanny told us, like, here's what you got to do. She has a Dutch door. Okay. So we switched the handle and we locked the bottom. And if she wakes up in the middle of the night, we don't go in. We just talk to her through the monitor.
Yep.
So it's like 3 nights of doing that. And it's easy when it's not daunting. You're like, how long is this going to be? You know, when you like get up and you engage. So like laying in bed and just being like, you got to get back in bed. But you still wake up, you know?
Yeah.
So
are you making progress?
Totally. We forgot to even lock her door last night.
Yeah.
And then it, like, we were no longer angry. We felt like shit. We're like, ugh, because she was like, I'm scared, mommy. Aww. And I'm like, she didn't even try to open the door. Yeah. And then this morning, it was like 6:30, and I just feel. And I was like, what are you doing in here? And she's like, door works.
6:30 is not bad.
No. That's awesome.
Not bad at all.
So, yeah. Congrats. That was forever ago.
But my sleep score.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's dreadful. That's the reason I won't have another kid.
Father Michael. I like to call my husband Father Michael. He would have had, he would have loved to have 50 children. Like, anytime we're at a party, he's just that guy. He's like, oh, my God.
Give me the baby.
What? It's so bizarre.
He loves
Greg
a baby.
Greg, too, though, I feel like. Yes. My loves brother-in-law.
A baby.
Yeah, loves a baby.
Loves a baby.
Yeah.
So, instead, I'm giving him a puppy. So, we're going to get.
Oh, amazing. Yes.
Oh, when do you get it?
So, we have Poppy, our pug.
Yeah.
And so heartbreaking, but we lost our golden like a couple months ago. No, like now it's like 3 or 4 months ago. So we're going to get her. She passed of cancer.
Oh, didn't lose her, actually.
Yeah,
Oh, okay. I was like, you just stopped looking?
She escaped. Oh. She's gone.
I would have looked forever for that girl.
Yeah. I was like, you just moved on quickly.
No, I would never do that. We were heartbroken, only 6 years old.
Oh,
it was a tragedy. Yeah. It was a tragedy. I'll start crying.
I know, don't. Or you can if you want.
He was holding a baby literally at a party.
You gotta do
this Friday. I'm not doing a baby, but I'm gonna get a puppy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can have a baby, just not
a baby puppy.
Yeah.
You should have another one.
No, girl.
It's not too old. You're not
she
too
doesn't
old.
Want
I'm
one.
I'm about to have one in college.
Yeah.
Oh, you could start all over.
But she's living her best life.
That was me. I was like a 9 and 13 years younger. Bash would be like 15 by the time I had a baby.
Mm-hmm. You would be,
look at the math.
You'd be almost 70 at their graduation from high school.
That's just not nice.
So I was talking to my mom yesterday, who's going to be 70 in October, and she.
Holy shit, Peg's young.
Really? So she was like, how'd this happen? And I was like, well, I'm 42. And she was like, oh, well, I guess it's all your fault. You're aging too. And I was like, because she had me when she's not that old. She had me when she was 26. Which is like she thought was old for then.
It was kind of back
in
the day.
I had Dom when I was 19. I was 36.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're 70 when I'm 42 or 43.
Look at us doing math.
I know. We're like, rah. I'm like, I'll be 80 when Dom's 43.
Oh. Yeah, no. Fuck, am I going to be 82?
What? I don't know.
It's just everybody was having babies way younger back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be 80.
It's okay. Don't ruin the Botox. Don't ruin the Botox.
This is what I was getting to. But wait, your mom was 19 when she had her first?
Yes, but
she. God, I thought you were going to say you. I was like, don't you have a brother that's 13 years older?
Yeah, that's what I was freaked out
about.
It's like,
this is some Texas shit right there.
Yeah. No, but I was definitely just a hey there surprise. But yeah, she's 82 right now.
Which is young AF.
Yeah,
younger than I'll be with Dom.
My mom turned 75 on Wednesday.
Ooh, Gigi, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's sweet.
That's really crazy to think about. So what kind of dog are you getting?
Pug.
We don't know. Oh. We don't know.
No, she has. I've seen
your pug. I'm going rescue mode, hopefully.
Oh, boring.
Oh, whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Tell us what you really think.
You have to.
You have to. You know.
We'll see. But you're not going to get a puppy.
You know, there's one. Yeah. There's right now, there's golden retriever puppies at this one.
Oh, you should get a golden.
Maybe. Maybe.
I'd be wildly allergic.
What? Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
The long hair?
Do they shed?
Hell yeah.
They shed like crazy.
Like crazy. Like it's crazy.
But it's golden.
But it's just so beautiful. You don't mind it. That's why everyone does the golden doodles and the.
Do you know when we had labs growing up? This is a fun
fact. Labs shed a lot.
They do.
Goldens are worse than labs.
They're worse.
Way worse. But labs shed a lot. Like you're vacuuming your house literally maybe every day, every other day.
Okay. Depending on how clean you want it to be.
You can do a shave on them. Have you ever done that?
On the golden?
No.
Okay.
No, listen.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's scary when you hear it.
Okay.
And then once they do it, it's amazing.
All right, tell me.
Because they don't shed anymore.
What?
You do. It's a shave. The groomer will do a shave. And they just look really athletic. They're not. It's not like a military cut. Like I've done a military cut on my small
but
dog, and I
cried.
I love
the golden fluff.
Yeah,
I love the gold. I love it. I love it.
Sick.
Stop it.
Wait, did they sleep in bed with you?
Yeah, she did.
Oh dear Lord.
Yeah. But Poppy snored. Poppy snores like crazy.
Don't all pugs?
No, I had a pug before her, Chloe, and Chloe was the smartest, brightest.
Would these have been your daughter's names, Chloe and
probably,
Puppy?
Probably.
Yeah. I love the name
Puppy. Yeah, super cute. And then Skylar was our golden.
So if you get a new dog, can we pitch you dog names?
Absolutely.
There was a rescue that ran into, and it was so cute. And you know what the dog's name was?
Tell me.
Breakfast.
That's pretty cute.
Isn't that adorable?
Breakfast?
Breakfast.
Stop it.
Isn't that the cutest name?
What about like Taco? Taco.
Taco.
Nacho. Depending on what type of dog, that could be hella cute.
Rita just got a, did you see?
I saw.
Churro. Ew. Churro is the hairless chihuahua.
That kind of goes.
It just depends. Yeah, totally attracts.
I saw a hypoallergenic cat. That's not hairless.
Oh, okay. Because the hairless, I can't
do. Disgusting.
I can't do it.
What is
they're like little embryos gross. On four legs. They're so weird.
They're pretty nasty. Sorry for anyone who has one, but
I'm
no.
I'm not fully developed. I've got legs.
They're like, what's the next stage in life? Hair?
No. They're called blue Russians.
I've never heard
they're
of this.
Fucking insane.
Are they long-haired?
They have bright green eyes, and they're like dark gray.
I'm not a cat girl.
Neither am I, but this cat was
I'm not
kind
either,
of amazing.
But I like the long-haired, but my husband's eyeballs like pop out of his head.
I think I have like a sore on my eye from itching it so bad from one of my dogs who is hypoallergenic.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so allergic. I'm probably allergic to you right
Maybe
now.
Maybe it's
Do
me.
You have dogs?
Poppy. You just Poppy the pug.
No.
Poppy
the
pug
but the Goldens. What was Golden's name?
Skylar.
Skylar. Okay.
Your SAT score is really coming
it's
through.
It's really coming through.
Guys, I got a 33 sleep score last night, okay?
Is that 30, bad?
Horrible.
Out
you
of
know
100?
How many, you know how many minutes of REM? It's like my SAT score. You know how many minutes of REM I had?
I don't understand this.
Me
at all.
Either. 15, I can't wear that hideous thing, so I don't want to know.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because it'll probably be bad.
Yeah.
I was awake for 3 hours and 1 minute.
Oh, my God. It really times all
I was
all
deep
of this?
Sleep for an hour and 27, then
That's
light
it?
Light for 4.5, and then REM for 15. REM, I usually get like an hour.
Why? Were you like having anxiety about Universal today?
I went
she
to
She was stressed
a,
that I was coming. No,
she
kidding.
Was like, I'm really nervous
like,
to meet Anne.
Like, talking points.
I had anxiety yesterday. It was a real...
Over what?
Yeah.
Last
the
year,
sleep training.
No, yeah. It's okay. You know what? The worst bouts of anxiety for me are about nothing. Like I can't pinpoint it.
Is it the same
it
time of year?
It just descends upon me, and it's like
we're in retrograde.
Yeah.
Oh, we are.
Boom.
That's why
I don't ever understand what that means.
I always just have weird, weird things happen to me during retrograde.
When is it over?
It just started, girl.
Oh,
I actually felt very anxious the first entire half of yesterday. Also,
that's when it started. I think is
wait. So did I.
And, oh.
And I've been pretty good with my anxiety
You have.
Lately.
I thought, yeah. Wait, all it's morning. Cosmic. I was like
today,
itching
is
everything.
Today the 24th? I'm not,
yes, it is.
Okay, so yesterday
25th.
It started. Oh, so it started on the 23rd, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't believe still in it at all.
Creeping in.
And then like
I do believe in it.
But now I'm starting
what
to
does
because
it mean?
Every time weird stuff, basically, what is it? The moon's rotating backwards or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, remember, you know why that's messing with us.
Tell me.
Tell
because
us.
The moon.
Tell us, scholar.
The moon.
Here comes the SATs.
You're welcome.
And the like, water.
Oh, I think SAT has the science
so the
in
water.
It. That's why she did so,
so
well.
The water. Okay. How it moves the water, the moon does.
Oh.
You've gone through this before.
And so your body is 70% water, so it's fucking with our bodies.
Oh, look at that.
Damn. Yeah. So wait, how long does this shit last? Because I've got
weeks.
Like sores on
any,
my body.
Did you have
weeks.
A specific like a source or like thought that was
yes.
freaking you out?
Yes.
What?
So I was at a work thing all day yesterday, and I was like, maybe it's because I'm out of the house. I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah. You said retreat? I was like, is she sleeping over?
No.
Oh.
But I was like, maybe it's because I, like, work from home, and I'm out of the house, and this feels weird to me. I'm like, is this too many people? Am I around too many people? I was like, how many people in here? Like, I just started freaking, and then I was like, I'm super itchy. I wonder
itchy.
Why I'm so itchy.
Oh, so, yeah.
And then last year I had this thing where I was itchy.
Okay.
But it was like
Did
connected to my
it
tonsils.
Out?
It's like every podcast we talk about touches on a tonsil.
Oh.
But no,
oh,
but like no. I became very, very
we're
itchy.
Not, we're not. We're going
they
past
did
it.
They did not. They could not understand why it lasted like a week. And I had bruising all over my back.
That's terrible.
And so then I started thinking. See, I can't think about it. But I started thinking, I'm like, what if the itches come back? And then like I was like.
That was you yesterday.
It was me yesterday. And then we had to have lunch outside. And I was like, it's so bright out here. I think I have a sore on my eye. I'm itchy.
It just started like going downhill.
You just have to like take a Xanax and just like
and I had sedate. Xanax with
I've
me.
Never taken a Xanax before. What? So what
can,
happens
can
when
we
you take...
do like a spin-off show of like of like Xanax moms?
Xanax moms yes. gone wild. Yeah.
Not you're remembering like, your lines.
This pool net is epic.
I did do a party pool. I literally have reviewed everything you can think of.
I love that.
It's fun.
It's really fun.
Did you feel weird yesterday? I had a little anxiety. So far, retrograde's been okay these past 2 days.
Someone Google when it's over?
Just a thought. I don't have my phone on me.
When is...
Get it, girl.
What was I going to say? Have you never taken a Xanax? You've never really felt like you needed it.
I don't do medication.
But you've never like had like a panic attack or like super like...
I've had a panic attack, but I've just like... kind of processed it through.
Yeah.
My dad's a child therapist. I just call his ass. I'm like,
genius.
Hi.
Yeah.
Can you get your dad's number?
Yes, you can. After. Yeah. Not live. We'll do it after.
For the world.
For the world. So everyone can call him at home. He'll love that. I do some dad calls. My mom's pretty good at it too. Yeah.
Talking you off a ledge.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And now it's more parenting, you know. I'm kind of coming through it though. I must say, Lucas is like, come back to me. Like, he's like the sweetest, kindest boy.
What do you mean parenting? Like the anxiety is coming from parenting?
Most of mine is through parenting. Yeah. So I would always call them. I was like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out about this. But, you know, I think boys especially, while they're going through puberty, they take a full step away from mommy.
Mm-hmm.
They want their own boundaries. Yeah. They want to prove that they could do things on their own.
When did that start?
So they're different. My boys are different. Yeah. Lucas started like seventh grade.
Okay.
The second seventh grade happened. Yeah. He was like, I don't want you.
Yeah.
You know who I was?
Is he into girls?
Oh my God, is he into girls?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
In eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
When did he start being into girls?
Oh God, he's going to kill me, guys.
It's fine.
Don't tell him you did this.
Our demo starts at like ninth grade.
Okay, good. Thank God. He's got friends in ninth grade, so I'm screwed either way. He had a bestie that they were so cute. They're so cute together. So he may have like kissed her in seventh grade.
He's gonna kill you.
Okay. No, whatever. We're talking. Like this is he's a pimp.
Kill me. He is a pimp with that perm.
But I just wonder. So like in sixth grade, did you see like is that the year that it kind of starts or did
they have little crushes? It's like little innocent crushes.
Because I haven't seen it really like. Well, I guess like just
I talked
like
to Luca about
there's
it.
A few kids kind of like into that, but then all my nephews like never had girlfriends.
Yeah,
but I also feel like it's a sign of the times.
Lucas had a long term girlfriend for a while
in high school.
Yeah, so depends.
But across the board, like percentage wise, like when I was in high school, I feel like it was like 50-60% like were like coupled up, you know. And now I don't know that it's that high.
I don't think people are coupling up that much.
Yeah,
in middle school, definitely not.
Because you have access to them in different ways with the social media. I think
yes,
yeah.
The social media is a whoa. They are meeting people that they never would meet ever, and they think they're best friends when they've never seen each other in the flesh.
Yeah,
like there was this one girl that. Liked Lucas in middle school and was like, you're my boyfriend, and they never met. I was like, no, go to the movies and like, you know, because like you're even attracted to like the way someone smells and the way, you know, it's like.
And their demeanor.
All of it. So it's like how, you don't even know this person until you actually really meet them.
What was I going to say? Oh, but do you find that it's more like of a positive influence? I mean, obviously the social media can like so quickly go into like a very scary like negative place, but ultimately do you feel like it's a positive for them, like because they're able to meet people that aren't just their school or directly in front of them?
It's a very slippery slope.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's that.
I mean, I know it's not cut and dry.
There's also like somebody I know somebody where a grown man was pretending like he was
a young kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it really happens. Uh-huh. It is out there. That is terrifying. Also, like on your, I think it's Snapchat, there's the map. You could literally see where anybody.
Oh, you can't turn that off?
You can, but
some people don't.
Most
don't
people
even know.
Don't.
They don't even know.
And so you could literally track where anybody is on the map. Like took Bash somewhere and he was like, oh, let me see who's here. And he literally saw four people that he knew were
That's
at the
weird.
Place that we were going to. So, you know, we've told him to turn it off. But, like, who knows if he turned it back on.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I guess it's probably better if it's like someone you met at a party and you're like, keep in touch. And it's like an easier way to like sort of like, you know, maintain like some communication with people that you're not seeing on the like daily. By the way, do you guys know KIT? Do you guys text KIT?
What is keep this? In touch?
What the hell is this?
I had no idea. Keep in touch. Keep someone in touch. The other day texted me, KIT.
I'm old lady people.
Same. Well, I was like, I Googled it. I was like, what is KIT?
You're like, hold on. Yeah, oh, wait, yeah.
There was yes, oh, yes, right. Definitely KIT.
Yes, for sure.
Definitely KIT.
There was one that I didn't know. KMS. And I was like,
what's that?
I think I wrote, I'm like, I literally
I need it,
don't.
Like, do a cheat sheet.
I was like, I literally
keep
don't
keep me posted?
Understand. Kill myself, and I'm like,
oh, I don't like that one.
No, being like, ugh, KMS.
Oh.
I'm like,
I think people throw that around too.
Whoa,
easily.
That, Lord, that is not
literally a dark. Lot of the teenagers are like, I just want to kill myself. I'm like, please don't say that. Yeah, they say that.
It's
they
not on this that. Podcast. Luca yesterday was like, because he's on this sixth grade chat, like where all the people, girls and boys, chime in. He's like, this is like hell on earth, this chat. And I was like, you know what's hell on earth? The sixth grade mom chat that I'm on right now. You want to try that on?
You might want to cut that out.
No,
too.
It's, I don't care, by the way. Bring it on. I don't cut it.
Oh, no.
But it's just like a constant. And I don't know that an email, I feel like an email would be better because it's not like ding, 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 ding,
ding,
ding,
ding, ding.
I don't
like a bunch of dings. Yeah. And you can't take yourself off because they see that you remove yourself.
Come on. No, I can't
have
remove
one on
myself.
WhatsApp.
I will literally say this to any of their faces. It's just like it's like unrelenting.
It's a lot. It's
and then
lot.
It makes me. I'm like, I even if I had an opinion about any of it, I'm not even saying
you just
anything.
Just don't say a
I'm
word.
Just gonna stay silent. And just, I mean, it's excessive. It's crazy. It goes on and on and on and on.
The dinging drives
the
me
the dinging.
Nuts.
I'm like,
and then I'm like, oh, is it something important? Oh, it's
and it's really hard to keep track of. It's if you,
emojis.
If you're not following,
I don't respond to any of it, and then I'll chime in with the most obscure, obnoxious questions. They're like, "Nice to hear from you,"
and I'm they'll like, be like, whoa. "Didn't you read the above?" And you're like, "No,
I'll
I didn't."
Be like, "Does anybody have a private swim coach?" And they're like, "Are you going to Barbie with us?" I was like, "No, swim coach, please."
I'm the only one who has not seen Barbie.
Me either.
It's so good. You guys should go see it together.
We could.
We'll go see it together. Maybe after this.
I've heard that. So I feel like. More people have really liked it than I
they
would have
They loved
thought.
It. People are like
I
saying it's their anthem.
My husband with me and he was like, I was like, let's not go. You don't want to see it. I'm not in the mood. And he was like, no, I'll go. I was like, you can just sit on your phone. He's like, okay.
Did he love it?
Loved it.
So what did he love about it?
It's not what you expect. I think they just, you know, it's Greta Gerwig and she's just got like, she put such a cool, interesting twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's not what you expect. It's just really, it's but, hysterical, first
yeah,
of all.
Yeah.
Hysterical. Ryan Reynolds.
I heard he's everything.
Or Reynolds. Gosling.
Gosling. Yeah.
Ryan Gosling.
Both of them. Just everything.
Steals
either
the
or.
Show.
Interchangeable.
It is, we'll take
it
him
is
either.
Like yeah. His movie.
Oh.
It is hysterical.
Yeah.
So right.
He killed it. Yeah, he crushed it.
I like it.
Yeah, you guys have to see it.
I'm sort of just now waiting
this,
maybe
at this
until
point,
it comes
just
out.
Wait for it to come out.
It's coming out on HBO in a couple months, I think.
Fine.
In yeah. A couple months?
I think so.
I
it's
can
still
wait.
In the guys, theater. They want to make some money.
Update to our previous conversation. Mercury will be in retrograde until September 15th.
Oh,
perfect.
But what's
hold
your sign?
On
what's your
yeah,
sign?
What is your sign?
I'm
Sagittarius?
A Capricorn. Oh,
okay.
Oh, I think it affects you the most.
Are you December?
It does. I'm a January. Okay. I don't know any.
What's your January?
I'm January 17th, girl.
January 30th.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was thinking you were a December, a little fire sign.
Some people say I don't feel like a Capricorn. I don't really know.
So you don't do dry January?
No.
Yeah. If you're born in January, like dry January is not
I'm
an
like,
option.
Everyone
pick a different
comes
month.
To my party and half of them are like, you know, I don't. I was like, shut your ass.
I'm meal
get
planning.
Get a drink.
Yeah.
Of, you know, get some wine. Get something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, come on. That's not
are
fair.
Are you still sober?
Not totally.
Wait, when were you sober?
I don't know.
She goes and bouts.
I toy with it. I'm like, should I just like not drink ever again? And then I'm like, no, that's, I don't know. It's like one part of my brain in the morning, like from when I wake up until like 3 p.m. is like, you will not drink and you do not want to drink. You know, just like, I mean, not necessarily like that
my
exact narrative.
That.
But then like after 3 p.m. I'm like, oh, I'm like a drink. Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. I go
we
back
talk
and forth.
About it.
I go back and forth.
Yeah.
Like my family was in town all week. We had a good old time, and I was like, my liver needs a break.
Yeah.
So
does your whole do you drink? Like, does your whole family drink?
Oh my God, we have a great time.
I feel like they would be fun.
My mom does not drink.
Yeah.
But she'll stay up with us the whole. Like we
has she
went
always
to town.
Not drank?
Yeah.
She's never drank.
Interesting.
Really. She had one drink back when she was like 18 or 19. Was like, I'm over it.
What's so funny is my mom. I found this out a few years ago, and I never knew it. My mom and dad,
never drank when we were growing up. My mom started drinking at like 42, 43.
Well, I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. But she can fucking throw them back now. She is making up for lost time. Yeah. Now she's like us, where she's like, cocktail?
Anybody?
But
anybody?
Like growing up, they were like, yeah, we never kept alcohol in the house. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's probably good, though.
I guess.
That's interesting. I know. I'm just sort of like all or none. I'm an extremist. Like, I'm like, I want to like have like a bunch of drinks or like none. Like,
I'm kind of like a at this point in my life, I'm a one, maybe two, but then I get like a hangover. So it's not worth it.
So that's the
it's not worth it.
Drinking margaritas. That's why. You're drinking like you're a 19-year-old.
No, it's like I'll have like maybe a really nice tequila on the rocks.
Oh, that shouldn't do it.
It shouldn't do it. Or one glass of wine. I'm not.
That'll do it.
It's that, yeah, the tannins red? Or whatever. Yeah, that crap.
The red. Just
the red will just bite you in
the take you down. Yeah. Take it down. I don't know. It's mostly now like one like tequila or maybe like one dirty martini.
Right? And that's just the perfect way to start. But then the wine at the end of the night, it's like waiting for you. And he's like, you're tired. Yeah. Want a sip? Yeah. I'm like, I do.
And because then, the wine, it like, it makes you sleepy and comfy. Yeah.
It does.
Like, yeah.
And congested.
Hungover,
yeah.
Hungover is
shit. It's not worth it.
It is not. It's really
My brother
rude.
Is doing this thing right now where he's like, he got off tour and he was he's a comedian, but he was really heavy when he came off, like the heaviest he had ever been.
This last tour?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And we were talking about it. Like, he just fucking committed. And he was like, I'm not going. He was 270 when he got off tour.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm not going to have another sip of alcohol until I hit 230.
Well, good for him.
And we were like, fuck. I was telling her about it the other day on the
was he known to
But
drink?
He's super healthy.
But he does this all the time. Like, he does it all the time. He's a major partier. Like, okay, he, like, major. He came on our podcast also, was talking about it. But he'll do, like, extreme things. Like, he'll do, like, like an entire month of, like, no booze or like or cut something out. But like what we love, what we marvel with him is like that we're like he commits, like he can totally like we like are hard to like stick
we're
to
like,
something.
We're with the wind. We're like
we'll be like we'll do this and then like a week later we're like we're not doing it anymore.
I'm over it.
But he'll like really commit to it. And so but he also goes so hard when he goes.
Yeah.
He goes so hard.
Well, that's probably what makes
but
him fine
you know it's
with
weird.
It.
He can drink all night. And then he wakes up. He works out with a trainer every day.
Oh, hell no.
Like, he just.
No, I'm like done.
No, his he says his brain's
recovering.
Give me
some bacon.
You know? Yeah. No, he'll wake up first thing and be like, you know, 2 hour workout.
Holy
like,
crap. I don't even do 2 hours when I'm like,
No.
Well, but, good for him.
But yeah, I wish I could commit to something like that. I just. We'll start the week and then I'll be like, call her on Wednesday and be like, totally forgot. I've got something Friday. So it looks like we're going to be ending early.
So we're going to end on Friday.
It's do you work out all the time?
No.
What's your routine?
I work out 3 or 4 times a week doing different things because now that I'm old, my body, like if I were to do the same workout, it just kind
nothing. Nothing happens.
So I shock the body.
Yeah, no, you have to.
Oh, what do you do?
So I do everything from circuit training to Pilates. And then sometimes I throw in some kundalini. Am I saying it correctly?
Kundalini yoga.
Yeah, now I love that.
Yeah. Now you're self-conscious because I...
Yeah, because I...
Pavies or whatever you said earlier.
Pavies.
Ken Pavies.
Did you ever get into Tracy Anderson?
No.
With Amanda? No.
No.
Does Amanda do that?
She used to. I think she stopped.
She stopped.
Wait,
what? I toyed with it during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is awful. Because I was doing it at home and I'm like... No.
I don't think it's very straightforward. I think you would have to go and do it.
Yes. Yeah. It's extremely complicated. And then it was like, hold your leg up for 5 minutes and bounce. And I'm like, this hurts.
Where do you do the yoga? You do it in a class?
I go to different classes.
See
look at I even jump around. I've got the class pass. I can pick whatever I'm in the mood for that day.
Oh,
there's so many
like
different
one
gyms.
Of those.
See, but
you
that's
stop
so,
it.
No,
don't
but
judge.
That's awesome.
Don't
no,
judge.
That's awesome. I like to know what I'm going into, and that's why I'll get stuck going to the same place because I'm like, otherwise I'm like, I'll go somewhere new, and I'm like, I'll like, I don't know, like out of sorts.
Yeah, I know. That's why
I don't mind
like,
it. I don't mind it.
That's
you
awesome.
Just bounce around.
I bounce around.
Okay, wait. I want to go back to your laser place. I want to know what lasers you like because I think there are so many lasers that like you spend
so
on money they don't work.
I haven't tried any of the painful ones.
Okay.
Look, I'm gonna cheat because I forgot what they're called. But this lady, Eden. Skin therapy, hold on.
I'm going
to
do.
I've got to tell you because it's amazing. So she first did this clear.
Brilliant.
Silk.
Oh, clear silk.
Clear silk.
Okay.
And like it tightened my pores. I completely noticed my fine lines. It was non-invasive. I literally walked out.
Yeah.
My husband wouldn't notice because there was nothing to notice.
Yeah.
It was like this hot, burning, like sensation.
Yeah.
But it wasn't painful.
You weren't
painful
red.
At all. Yeah. No. Walked out, felt great.
Okay.
Then she did, like, this week she did a Lutronic. Have you heard of that?
No.
So I have melasma and brown spots. Within one treatment, I already, because I had done the BBL before, I have done that laser. Yeah. For 10 days, you look like, don't you dare walk out of your house.
Because it all comes up.
Yeah, so it's like you have just brown spots everywhere, and I get melasma bad.
Where's
your
melasma on your face?
I'm good at covering, but like right here.
Yeah.
But the Lutronic already, half of it's gone. Half of it's gone.
I've got to tell my friend. She's got horrible melasma.
So Eden.
Who? Just kidding.
Yeah, who? Who is it?
I was just with her last night.
Who are you?
And like halfway through the night, she was like covering it because it's on her mustache.
Yeah, that's the worst
area. And she's like.
Did she just have a baby?
No, she's like.
That's when it happens. If you don't wear sunscreen, you're donezo.
Lutronic.
Okay.
So then I'm going back. So she's doing a series of this like mama glow for me. So I figure the kids are back in school.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get my glow on, girls.
Well, will you keep us posted on which ones you actually think are effective?
I will.
I'm
doing Lutronic already.
Have you done the drunk Fraxel?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Do a drunk review.
I've never done Fraxel.
Yeah. You haven't?
I've never done, what is it, Metamorphosis or something like
Morpheus.
That? Morpheus.
I've done both. I've
never heard of
Morpheus.
Any of these.
Morpheus is basically microneedling with the like.
Is it blood?
No, it's microneedling with the like ultrasonic, like penetrating the muscles underneath. It's basically like microneedling. It's no better than microneedling. Have you microneedled?
I have.
Facial. I like that.
I don't mind it.
Yeah. But it's not worth the money. I don't think Morpheus is worth the money.
I've never done it.
Fraxel, I did 2 years ago. I'm supposed to do it again next week.
What is that supposed to do?
I like Fraxel once like a year. I think it's gets rid of the brown spots, gets rid of like tightens. It's kind of all of those things.
But like the two that I'm doing are non-invasive.
Yeah,
they
so
don't hurt.
There's no CO2, but you do look a tad weird for like a week.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna.
Keep going
with what I
got. Bounce around.
Yeah. I know, but there's got to be some
like
good stuff
an exercise.
Out there.
The two that I'm doing right now are amazing.
Okay.
So, and she's doing.
I might join you next
time. Yeah, I know. Just come. I'm going next week again. Because I'm doing a series, and she's going to go back and forth with the two.
I love
and
that.
And then she does a little red light at the
end. Where is she?
Encino.
Oh, nice.
What does the Lutronic? Is that just for melasma or is it?
No,
for
but
other
that's like
too?
The main, like for that one,
so like,
it like smooths
and like age
your pores.
Spots. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
that.
Are age spots?
Like it's not melasma, but it's like can be like darker, like
they're
brown
like
spots.
Like a big, like a more like a.
Show me.
I don't have that.
She doesn't have any. She's perfect.
No, show me.
I'm not
perfect. I'm sure I have an
You don't
spot.
Have anything, girl. And by the way, your forehead looks amazing.
Amazing. You're
it's because
calm
down.
Down.
It's because I'm staying like this and not making any facial expressions.
No, you know what it is? It's literally the fact that you were panicking yesterday or the day before and like you're just like overthinking it. Yeah.
I don't think my Botox gave me a panic attack.
You look great.
I think you look great.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Besides this
gorgeous.
Little.
All right, I'm going. I'm looking at it. I'm looking
that was
at
from
this
WEED.
What was
Hits
it from?
Me a week later.
What was it?
My little
nobody
melasma. I don't know what it is. It's a little hooter.
So you're going to Universal today?
Yes.
That
For
what?
Annoying.
For what?
My husband's dad is in town.
Okay.
And he has. He doesn't listen.
He loves
so
rides?
Let's talk.
He loves rides.
Yes. Yes. They all love rides.
No.
Because I grew up in Florida, so I'm numb to theme parks.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
like, I'm good. We've been there. I've done that. But like when you're from the
Why?
Midwest.
Why? Would you go to Disney World a lot?
No. But I think we had like in Tampa, you have so many. Anheuser-Busch has like a huge
Did
theme park.
Did you do like a yearly pass at certain ones? Or you would just go with your friends?
You just go.
Yeah.
You know, like for like a few hours. And
2 hours.
Because you'd like drive up the street and go, you know. Like.
Okay.
So I'm numb to it. I don't like that.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
He wants to go.
Why are you
so? So he packed this weekend with like things that I'm like, Lola's not going to like this. Like Lola's at Universal right now. And Lola's like, no. Last time I took her to Disney, she was like, let's go to the hotel. I'm like, Lola, we don't have a hotel.
That's amazing.
And she's like, let's get
she's
a
like,
hotel
let's
room.
Do the
And
slides.
I did. I bought a hotel room. We sat there and watched like Discovery.
For the day?
Yeah.
amazing.
It was amazing. But yeah, so
she's not a theme park girl.
Yeah. She's there now. I'm probably going to go rescue
her. A lot
her.
Of those rides are kind of meh. Sorry, Universal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? It's perfect for a young kid because you just sit there and the chair just shakes.
You should go to this too. We'll give you more things to do.
Can you just tell me, can I show you guys a picture of Ted this morning?
Sure.
Is this your husband?
Ted. Yeah. Basically.
Kind of. Pretty
who's
much.
Ted?
Same.
He, her my son.
Oh.
Who's starting
Ted.
School.
Cute.
And so he did his like meet and greet.
But how did it go?
We're also sleep training him. So
there's
we told
a lot
him,
in his life.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So we told him, our nanny told him, if you sleep through the night, we'll go to the gas station again. I don't know why he likes going to gas stations, but he loves
the candy.
It. Yeah, the candy.
The bubblegum cigarettes. Yeah.
Yes.
And I love still have that?
They do. Can you
what?
Even?
Yeah.
So anyway, we let him go and I got home from work last night and I was like, what are those, Ted? He's like, my new sunglasses.
Stop.
He's
show
in love.
Us.
He
He's
looks
in
like
love.
A racist, like,
it.
Cop.
No, you can't say that.
I'm sorry. You
I just
cut
called
that.
My poor son a 70s gigolo.
I'm
now.
Sorry. I'm into all of it. Let
okay,
me
hold
see.
On. Hold on. Let me show you.
Don't hold out.
It's so good. Did he rock them at school?
No, I told him they weren't allowed.
They are so good. You have to show.
How are you not
show
showing
Samantha.
Me?
I like the colored
oh,
lenses.
Oh, I love it. That's like what Finn wears every day.
Oh my gosh. That's why it was familiar. I was like, why do you look so familiar to me? Finn does
our
wear these
friends,
every day.
Our friend Lisa's son wears glasses like that all day. And then when they're not on his face, he puts them on his hat.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't.
Oh,
that's
wait. Right. I went over there the other day.
Yeah.
And I walked in and Finn got himself dressed. And I was like, Lisa. And she's like, I know. That's how he does it. He pulled his little pants up to here. His Aww. Socks to his knees.
Little
I'm like,
guy.
Poor little guy.
Little
He's
guy.
Just adorable.
Yeah.
It's a look, though.
Trust look. Me, they all.
It's a look.
A sport. Like, Luca's completely now not letting me dress him anymore. I used
what
to be.
What does he wear?
Like, it's all very sporty now. Like, it's
that's,
too.
That's the whole elementary
isn't
vibe.
Okay. Gross.
And then the second so they hit seventh grade, it changes.
Like, they can be like.
Skater.
Something
yeah,
else.
Something else.
Now, like, he'll be like, all my shorts need to be above the knee. I'm like, why?
Yeah. No, it's you know, it's a
is
elementary
wearing, like,
school's
Nike
a bit rough.
What?
What'd you say?
Elementary school looks for boys is a bit rough.
Like,
I just
okay.
you let them be. Just
yeah.
let them wear
yeah.
it. And trust me, by seventh grade, they want to look cool and hip, and ugh. It'll change naturally.
So I just need to embrace the fact that he wants nothing to do with me for like a year or two.
Yes, sorry.
He's sort of
but
over me. And he's so nice to Duran too. I'm like,
well,
he loves
of course.
Me.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
There, so, but some... so he never got that way with your husband.
A
they
little
they
bit.
Never got that.
No,
way.
No, no. Like Lucas, a little. Lucas was kind of like meh to
yeah.
both of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Bash still hasn't quite gotten there.
But you're like ready for it?
I'm just bracing myself
okay.
just in case. But
bring
he's
from Bash.
I don't please.
I love that name, Bash.
It's Sebastian, but
yeah.
oh
him.
My gosh!
Everyone was trying to call him certain names that
Sebastian.
And I was like, no, he's a Bash.
Yeah.
There was like Seabass and Seb, and I'm like, cute names, but not,
no,
don't fit him. Like, he looks like a bash. He plays baseball.
You
bashes
know, the girls
it
are
out.
Like, smash bash.
Whoa, don't
oh.
say that. That's
sorry.
Oh, God.
That's circulated. You know oh. that, right? With that perm. They're like, oh.
I can't.
Bash
he
with
did
his
say
curls.
It was a huge hit. It was a huge
I'm sure
hit.
Sure, it was.
He's really going to kill yeah. me. We just keep circling back on him.
But other kids are getting perms too.
Everyone. Oh. A lot of people are getting, like, we got
can
the
we do
perm.
A perm. To you?
Fuck no.
You know how bad a perm would be on either of us?
Any
you
of
could
us.
Pull
I
it
would,
off,
no.
I think. Excuse me.
No.
I could pull it off. You would look weird.
I would look I'd look like, you might as well just put Ted's sunglasses on me.
Yes. Perm and, like, Oakley's.
I'll be like, who's going to get an egg sandwich at the gas station with me?
Ew.
Some hot
it.
Items
Man,
from the set.
That just made me really sick. Just the thought of it.
Just
no, thank
the
you.
Thought.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, Anne, thank you so much for
well,
coming
thank
on.
You, ladies. It was so much
fun. You're so fun. Will you come on again?
Yes.
Okay, amazing.
Wait.
But we might be drinking next time. Will
next
you,
time
will,
we'll do some rosé all day.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't we bring sure. Amanda, too?
Yeah.
Just a whole
yes.
soiree
Amanda's
ladies.
My sister-in-law. And
I have an idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Tell us.
We're going to put all the microphones in the center.
Okay.
We're all going to sit in a circle
oh.
with wine.
With a Ouija board?
And we'll play like a circular like would you rather and we'll just keep drinking.
Oh, whoa.
That might be good on video but not like on
I'm
audio.
I'm a little scared.
I am too.
I just want to get you a little toasty.
I know. Connie wants to like
my
party
southern
with
accent
you.
Comes out.
Yeah.
I start talking like this.
No. Oh, that's cute. I'm into that.
You're like, I should go by my married name now.
I'm going to go by Howard
now. I ain't Stedman no more. I don't know what I done did.
Oh, my God. I can't.